If you're tired of dieting and stepping on the scale, you're lacking energy and confidence, and you're ready to harness your inner athlete, then you're in the right place. I'm Sherry Chaban, and in each episode, I'll help you to rebuild your fitness identity and empower your deepest transformation so that health and fitness are not just what you do, but who you are. Hi, Demla. Welcome to the show.
Hi, happy to be here.
Oh, so happy to be here too. And I'm so excited about our conversation because this is a topic that I love to really dive into, especially when I'm working with athletes. And, you know, we spoke a little bit off of camera earlier and we were talking a bit about how it's not just about diet and exercise that we need to focus on in order to create transformation in our life, but instead it's really all of these layers. And we are the sum of all the experiences that happen to us, I believe, not only in this life, but also in previous lives. And so what I've noticed just working with athletes for over 20 some years now, and I don't want to keep counting, but it's not just that it's following this diet program and following this workout program that's going to give us results, but it's really understanding what is the block and why can I not overcome a particular part? Why do I react so much to a particular event or a particular feeling? And oftentimes that ends up being really that thing that is in our way. And when we start to look at the past experiences and the past traumas of our lives, we start to really understand who we are and how we've reacted to certain things based on the stories that we've given it, based on the experiences that we've had. And I just feel so privileged to be around you today and to talk about this stuff because you work on inner child energetic healing, and you're also a crystal healing teacher, and you're a soul healing writer, and you're all these gorgeous, amazing things that just absolutely excite me when I just talk about it and think about it. And so welcome to the show. And before we begin, please share with me a little bit about you and share with the audience who you are, Demla.
Yeah, well, my journey began with my own healing. It's been interesting because as I've deeper and deeper into the world of inner child healing, energetic wound healing, crystal healing, I'm amazed at how it's continuing to change my life. And in particular, when I started out my healing journey, I didn't set out to teach. I didn't set out to, you know, do all the things that I'm doing. I simply said, I'm looking for relief. And I'm also looking for a way for whatever it is that will light me up the most, whatever it is will be the most in service to the people around me. So I ended up just diving deeper and deeper into all of these topics. And that's where I am now.
Yeah. And it always starts like that, right? I find it always is sort of the journey of self-discovery or self-healing. And then when you come to that place and you just kind of want to share it with everybody else and really create this massive impact. And so super interesting. And maybe we could dive in a little bit more into your story. You shared with me that you got into this journey of self-discovery and healing, and then you found yoga, and that was a really big part of your transformation. But then what happened next?
Yeah. Well, to comment about what you just said, I just had a client yesterday who put it beautifully. She said, "Dom, I trust you because I know you do the work." I think it's important for people to understand that it's not like healing yourself, healing from energetic wounds is not just you're going to do it once today and it's going to be done. And I'm sure you can say the same thing about fitness and about taking care of yourself. It's just another deeper layer of understanding who you are and connecting with your infinite potentials. And my journey was just that. After my corporate career, I went into yoga. I became a full-time yoga teacher, a studio manager. And then in 2012, I gave birth to my daughter via emergency C-section. I found myself completely disconnected in a deep well of darkness. And my impulse was to find things that helped me get out of that darkness. And it wasn't I discovered crystals. I went into like an intuitive meditation with them. And it wasn't like I was healed instantly, but I felt a sense of relief. Like I felt something that kept me coming back to them and back to them, which then deepened into discovering inner child healing through client after client after client. It took me a while to realize that I was actually, what we were getting in touch with were their inner child realm. And that's what we were doing at every healing session. And that continues to evolve One thing I can say is that a lot of us think of these concepts of energy healing or inner child healing as outside of the body. In my work, inner children live in the body. It's very much a felt sensation. And you and I were talking about how do you even know if you need inner child healing? And the way to know that is if you have any kind of discomfort or any kind of blockage in your life, in your body, pain, struggle, emotional, spiritual, in your career, anything that you've been pushing and pushing and pushing is not going further, or you feel yourself getting activated and reactive with the same sort of things, those are all indications that inner children are wanting to be seen, heard, understood, and nourished. And also those are indications of what you were talking about earlier, Sherry, which are what I call energetic wounds, anything in this life, past, parallel, future lives, and in the lives of your ancestors and in the lives of your past life and ancestors, leave a mark in your body, in your energy field. Those continue to live in your field. Which is why if someone comes to me and tells me, Damla, I had the perfect childhood, but I struggle with this issue, I'm going to say, yes, of course you do, because there are things lingering in your energy system and in your body that you can work with.
That's amazing. And anyone listening now who maybe is not familiar with this type of work may be thinking, well, what are they talking about? And how could this even be real? Especially that Damla just said that things can be transferred from generation to generation, that there is energy or energetic trauma that can be transferred from mother to daughter and really generation after generation. And so the way that I like to think about it is just coming down to the basic laws of physics, which is energy is neither created nor destroyed. And so you have this constant energy and yes, it's transformed and it changes. But the other thing too is whenever you, and I don't know if anyone knows about this, but whenever a sperm and an egg unite and you see them under the microscope, it actually emits, that union emits a blue light. And so there's this energetic bondage that happens. There's this union, there's this energy that's given off. And when you think about you being that genetic information from your parents and your grandparents and your ancestors before that, and you have this union with another energetic force field, that there is something created and there is something that is constantly transferred and is constantly there. And of course, we're still studying this. We're still trying to understand it. And we can go back in different books and really learn from spiritual teachers from the past. But when you're in the space where, like you were mentioning before, there's this thing that's there and we can't exactly understand what's there. There's this block. There's this thing that keeps coming up for me and I keep reacting to a certain thing. We really need to deep dive and understand what is it exactly? Where does it come from? And I think we all have this awareness. We all have this knowingness that we are this small child. And I remember the first time I think I connected with that child. My inner child was me being 6 years old on the playground. I remember this so perfectly and just knowing that there is a consciousness and just knowing that there is this presence, this essence in me at that time. And I still remember that little girl. So I'm actually 43 today. Today's my birthday. And I remember this little girl that's, you know, in the playground and playing and experiencing. And a lot of my memories today from my childhood come from those eyes of that six-year-old girl. And so it's so interesting that we're talking about this and we're really getting into it. But how would you describe or how would you explain to someone what that inner child is for a person who is unfamiliar with this term?
Well, happy birthday. Happy sun return. So here's the thing. I'm going to come back to again another client I saw recently who is going through a life-threatening illness. And she said to me, Damla, why is this happening? And this is someone who's very spiritual, very active, very, you know, has a meditation practice, everything. And I said to her, what I will say to you, which is, it doesn't matter why or how you have the struggle you've been given. And it makes a whole lot of difference to say, why is this happening to me? Versus this pattern, this karma, this thing that wants to be resolved through me is so compassionate that it's not going to leave me until I reclaim my full potential and power. This pain is not going to leave my life until I own and get in touch with every single part of my beingness. And that beingness includes your inner children. And the way I understand and explain inner children is through a dream that I had, which later became a reality. In my dream, I am in Egypt by the pyramids. It's nighttime. I'm looking up at the sky and I see the millions and millions of stars and planets just shining. I'm just amazed at the beauty of the night sky. And people keep passing through along the road and I keep showing, like, can you see the beauty of this? Can you see this? I say to them, and some of them don't hear me. Some of them hear me and they stop and look. And later in December 2022, I got to visit Egypt at night, the pyramids, and stand right there and live that. Basically, here's the thing. The inner children are your quantum unrealized potentials. What that means is they're not broken. They can't be hurt. They may be in hiding. They may be holding on to certain protective patterns, but the light that they are is there. And when you approach inner child healing through that perspective, through the perspective of I am connecting with something that is across time and space, not breakable, not hurtable, and I can get in touch with that. I can go into my inner night underneath the skin, your inner earth, inner night sky, and see and activate the lights of all of those inner children in me.
Wow. I have to sit in that just a moment because this is a very different perspective and how I've learned and how I've read around just topics and subjects of inner child work. And so, okay, share with us one more time. So now I notice you're referring to inner child as children. So there's plural. Okay. Let's start there. So tell me more about that.
At every single moment of this lifetime and others, you come into that moment. We both come into this moment with certain potentials. And depending on what conditions were or are present in that moment, those potentials will be realized or won't realize. However, the potential still exists in the quantum realm. That means that through your intention, you can get in touch with those potentials and you can activate them in you. And I call them inner children because when I'm working with a client, I don't want to assume who or what is going to come forward. Sometimes if the trauma is deep, we may just be working with shapes and colors. The child itself will not show herself or himself. Sometimes we might get the 3-year-old in them, or we might get the 15-year-old, or we might get your Sherry, like 42-year-old version. I include that in that. When we say children, I mean, generally we're talking about like 18 or younger, but again, the potentials don't end there. They exist at every part of your life. If you went through, let's say, something like a divorce at 40, it's very likely that your potentials got a little bit more shrunk in that period as you were going through a traumatic event. Now it's your job to say, okay, I am now given the opportunity of having gone through that, I can now go back and activate those potentials, those life flow opportunities, those opportunities to be playful, creative, to be in my body, to be more alive, to make better choices, to be the whole of my body and my soul desire to be here in this life.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I love how you broke that down. And so just maybe recapping from my understanding of what you shared, it's almost like dropping a bouncy ball, right? I have a small bouncy ball, like those ones that are like really crazy, those small ones that my kids play with, and then they're all over the place. So I can drop this bouncy ball and the probability of it going in different directions would be almost infinite possibilities, right? So there's these infinite potentials as to where this ball can drop and where it can bounce. And so our reality is one of those possibilities. And so is that correct that I'm understanding that there are different potentials in the same sort of way that you described all of these infinite possibilities or potentials that we are capable of, that the probability of that one time happening was your memory of that experience?
Yes, and it's not so random, is it? Depends on your soul contracts coming in, depends on your choices in that particular path. It's also not random when we meet or when you're doing this kind of work through any of my offerings by yourself. It's not random where your body and your system takes you. It's not random that you go to the 3-year-old. It's not random that you go to the 9-year-old, because your system also knows what you need to get or who you need to get in touch with to get the most relief at that particular time. Your system knows what you're learning. Your system knows what karma you keep reliving with the grace of the karma, because the karma doesn't give up on you. It's going to keep coming back to your life until you learn. So your system already knows what it needs. And my job as a healer is to partner with your system and say, okay, let's create a safe place and let's look at this together.
Right. Yeah. Okay. That makes a lot of sense. And here's why this conversation is important. You know, this podcast is Fall in Love with Fitness. We're talking about fitness. And like I was sharing with you, I have this program called Make Peace with Food. And it really helps people overcome disordered eating. And that could be in the form of binge eating, in emotional eating, in overeating, in indulging, and compulsive eating. And so what's super interesting about that is when we understand that it's not about willpower, it's not about discipline, it's about not being able to handle a dysregulated emotion. And we are looking for an outlet. We're looking for an immediate source of pleasure to overcome a particular emotion or feeling that we just can't sit in. We're very uncomfortable to sit in. And so as we start to get into inner and deeper work, we understand that there are traumatic events. Sometimes we're not even aware of them. We've gone through a traumatic event. We've just done a really, really great job at overriding it. We've done a great job at ignoring it, at really pushing it down, suppressing it down, and not actually living in it, that it's almost as though it's not even part of our memory. And so what's interesting about this work is once we actually go backwards, we stop the dieting, we stop the overexercising, we stop the punishment through restriction, and instead come to this inner work and understand that there was this traumatic event that happened where someone either told me something, where I was abused, where it was a physical trauma of some sort, or maybe even an emotional or energetic trauma. And once we get to that place where we can start to understand it and start to reassign a different meaning to it, learn the emotion, we can then come to the place where we can handle the emotion and we break that pattern of that disordered eating that I was mentioning earlier. So there's this beautiful tie that I see here between the work that you're doing and the work that I'm doing. And like I was sharing with you earlier, this is the missing piece of the puzzle. And I think once we understand that we are more than just movement, it's not about calories in and calories out and how we eat, but instead it's about energy and understanding that emotion and thought are what leads us to the behavior and the patterns that we are going through today. It's some of the ones that are self-sabotaging, some of the ones that are keeping us where we are and not allowing us to progress. This is where we need to focus. And so where do you see the overlap, Damla, and some of the stuff I'm sharing, especially around the dysregulated emotion and emotional eating or even binge eating disorders?
I completely agree with what you're saying. In terms of the overlap, the thing is, if your system is acting in a certain way, in a certain pattern, may it be overeating, undereating, dieting, exercising, not exercising, the underlying thing is there's a part of you that is protecting itself. And it's very, very possible that it has every right and every reason to believe that it needs to protect you. Unless you go into the realm of the 6-year-old and talk to her and realize, you know, what a great job she has been doing and acknowledge that. And to talk to her, you need to talk to her in her own language of colors, shapes, symbols, of objects, of touch. Some people prefer touch, of safety, because children won't talk to you unless they feel safe. So it's not like sitting yourself. It's not like imagining you're sitting across an adult. It's a lot different than that. They also talk with and answer with feelings and sensations and images. So when you go into that conversation, you can say, you have been doing an amazing job of protecting me. look, what a great job you've been doing. What do you need, honey? What do you need to feel protected and safe now? Because you don't need to do this anymore. I am the adult now. I can do this. And you give that to her through that same kind of language, through that same kind of safety and symbolism. And then you say to this reconnected and nourished part of yourself, you say, where would you like to live now? Maybe she was living in that shoulder that was hurting from carrying everything. Maybe she was living in your knee that was hurting. And now she may want to live somewhere else. Maybe she wants to live in your heart or hands. Maybe she wants to create beautiful things. And then you say to her, okay, now when you feel like everything's in danger and you can't protect yourself any other way other than eating, I want to give you another job. When you feel like that, tell me by getting activated in my chest, and I'll touch you and I'll keep you safe. So you begin to develop this language of getting in touch with that part of you in the midst of the reactivation of the pattern. And I can tell you that it's a completely different way of living after that. And you do, of course, need to continue to do that for other patterns and other things, that other layers. But approaching it this way is not saying I'm doing something wrong, what's wrong with me, adding shame to it, versus saying, which part of me is getting activated here? And how can I get in touch with her or him and nourish him? And how can I reestablish a different kind of relationship?
Wow, I love that. So, so powerful. And so I love also that you kind of mentioned that there's maybe that pain, that this could be manifesting as physical pain in the body. And so I like to think about that listener right now who's maybe hearing this for the very, very first time and trying to get into this work, especially that they're finding that they're in this space in their progress or in their transformation that they just can't overcome. And I think you mentioned that earlier, you know, you need to do this work when there's this thing that keeps showing up for you and you just don't understand what that block is about or why that self-sabotage keeps showing up. And so again, walk us through that sort of cycle and just breaking it down as to how can a person, and I do agree with you, at one point you need to connect with a coach to really deep dive, but for a person to get started and to start to just create that level of awareness that there is perhaps this emotional trauma or this sense of energetic trauma that needs a little bit more attention. How do we create that?
It's your job basically in this incarnation to do that every single day, to sit down and say, okay, what's here now? What's here now today? I know I am working with certain things that are coming up as I reach further, as I shine brighter in the world. My body's like, ooh, let's pull you back. This feels dangerous. Let's pull you back. And then I work with that. To answer your question, I think for a lot of people who've been through trauma, it's very hard to go into the body just by themselves. I do offer a lot of tools. One of them is I have a free quiz that they can take. It's called Your Energetic Wounds Quiz. And that's going to give you, for the most part, an awareness of how much trauma you might be carrying here in this point in your life. And then the next thing is I have a free, completely free meditation you can download called Activating the Potential of Your Inner Children. Very, very yummy, very beautiful meditation you can go in to begin to make those connections. However, as we were talking with you earlier, as you go into that connection, you're not seeing any child. You're not able to go into your body. You're not finding that, like, you can't see anything, or even if you can see anything, like, you come to a certain point, it's harder to go deeper. First of all, those are all indications that there's a deeper wound, a deeper trauma that you're working with. And I would love to partner and work with you to see what's the root cause of all of this and how can we bring nourishment and love. I love your podcast is Falling in Love with Fitness. So my work is a little bit like falling in love with yourself, falling in love with all of these parts of you that are really holding you together. They're doing the best they can. And it's your job to activate the bigger, higher, more expanded potentials.
I love that. And that truly is what it's about. It is about falling in love with yourself, and falling in love with fitness is about falling in love with yourself. And I love what you said earlier about how bringing shame, bringing anger, disappointment, what's wrong with me? Why am I like this? Does not resolve the problem. And even when it comes to disordered eating, constantly asking ourselves, why am I like this? What's wrong with me? Okay, tomorrow I'm going to be tighter. And really focusing on the physical body, doing the control and over control, which ends up being the issue, is not the way to go about it, but it's actually healing through love. And especially healing that part of you that, like you were saying, has always been trying to protect you. There is a protective mechanism that happens when we are in a disordered eating pattern. We don't think so because afterwards we don't feel well, we feel ashamed, we feel guilty, we feel disappointed in ourselves. But the body's always trying to create that sense of balance. And especially if it has been going through something traumatic and is trying to recover from it, we don't realize that our actions, even though they are not always serving us, are in a way really trying to restore something. And so really coming to that place of, I love myself and I love all the parts of me and I love all of the things that have happened to me, even though they were traumatic and even though they were very difficult and I'm still struggling through them. Being in that place where you're completely accepting of all these things is that first step to healing. And I think that is that level of awareness, is just understanding that you can observe it, first of all, that you understand that it's happening and that you send love to it in a way where it's absolute and unconditional, and understanding and accepting. And from there, you can start to harness more and more, just finding things that really truly serve you in a way that is lighting you up, is really creating that sense of expansion. And so, Damla, if somebody wanted to maybe get in touch with you to grab that quiz and really learn more about how much trauma they're holding on to, where can they go to do that?
Yeah, my website is called adropofom.com, adropofom.com. I have the same handle on Facebook, Instagram, A Drop of Om. You can find me. I share a lot of mini inspiration bits and pieces. And my website has a list of actually a whole lot other free resources that you can begin with.
I love that. That's amazing. Very, very helpful and very generous of you. And so are there any other final words that you want to share? I feel like we can still keep cracking into this conversation. There's so much to talk about today, but would there be any final messages that you want to share with the audience today?
Yes. These times that we have chosen to live in, we didn't go into astrology, but that's another one of my beloveds. But basically, let's just say we're living through intense times. And these intense times are asking us to heal. I am finding in myself, and I am seeing in my clients, that it's no longer, which I'm sure you do too, it's no longer an option to keep struggling, because the struggle is too much. The struggle, like everything we haven't healed, is coming up right by our face again and again and again. So I encourage you to take the next small step towards your healing. To move towards the thing that pulls you, that you're drawn to, that feels like that could provide you with some relief, maybe one of Sherry's programs or maybe one of my offerings, and then stay with it until you feel an opening, an expansion, a change. And I'm here to tell you that it's still going to be uncomfortable. It's not going to be easy. So the struggle of the karma and all the unresolved energetic wounds are there. And then by your choice, you would be going into the struggle of the healing, but you get to choose. And by your choosing, you change everything in your life and all the lives you touch. So please choose healing.
Oh, so good. So good, Damla. I've loved this conversation so much. You are such a beautiful soul. I love your energy. I just love your presence today. And I would really love to continue to learn more from you as well. So thank you so much for your time. And I'm super excited to share the message with all of the listeners today.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Thank you. Thanks for listening to this episode of Fall in Love with Fitness. Whether you're already on your fitness journey or just getting started, we're in this together. Just head on over to iTunes, subscribe, and leave a review, and you'll be entered into the drawing to win my 6-week transformation course. Then go to fallinlovewithfitness.com and get your free gift from me so you get back your energy and reinvigorate your life. Join me on the next episode, and remember, you are an inspiration.